you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
I don't even know what your place and how it's decorated.
And I got Emmanuel.
Niggas gotta make sure they floss. This is very important that you floss after you brush your teeth or before you brush your teeth. Just at some point, floss.
Okay, we're going to get back to you.
All right, go ahead.
But you, yes. You just felt like saying Drake. Drake was where you was at this morning.
Drake is just funny. He has funny lines.
He does.
Like, I was listening to a song. He said, "I don't know what the inside of your place looks like and how it's decorated." And I was like, that's funny.
It's funny because he's letting you know that he ain't been there in a little while.
I mean, he could have just said that. he said he hasn't been there.
He has.
I don't know what inside of your place looks like or how it's decorated.
And he wants to, and he's letting it know in this
song. I'm assuming so, but it just makes me think about other funny lines, like when he said, "I want to see that thing in 3D, mommy."
That and "Who's been flying you?"
Who's been flying?
Basically, you. I know you with another dude. Who's been flying you?
But he didn't have to say 3D. He could just say, "I just want to see that thing in person. I just want to see you in person." Well, I got to be in 3D.
But he's an artist. Like he's poetry. That's like, remember we was listening
to that. But that's not really poetry to me.
He sounds like a perv.
Sounds like a perv. Like a little
sounds
bit.
Like a robot.
Okay. I just want to see in 3D. He has a lot of those lines throughout his career that we laugh at. He's the only one that when we laugh because he had the line, he was like, "They sleeping on me. I'm sleepy." Like what?
Right. Go back to the first one, how your place decorated. I'm all into interior design and architecture, but absolutely. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to say how it's decorated in there. Just cause
you know how producers, like in movie producers have been known, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world and everything have been known to like, the way they get their women is to tell them, "I'll get you a gig or I'll bring you in somehow."
Yeah.
Drake sounds like all the different occupations of a perv. So what was the first one you just said?
The decoration?
He sounds like a perverted house decorator.
I don't think it sounds perverted. It doesn't sound perverted.
What's the other one? 3D mommy sounds like a perverted
graphic designer.
What's the last one you said?
I only said two.
No, there was one more.
Oh, sleepy?
Sleepy. He sounds like a
narcoleptic?
Pervert.
I don't think he sounds like a pervert. I just think he says too much when it could just be easier.
Yeah, it could be a lot easier.
I want to see in person instead of 3D. I want to come over instead of see how it's your place decorated.
But
he don't want to be like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? He want to give you it in a different format. He don't want to just say, "I want to come see you."
He's like,
"I want to see your place."
He's like a photographer to ask, "Hey, so you ever took nudes before?"
So you're like, you ever took nudes before?
I'm confused with all your analogies right now. Like, they're all over the place. Like,
I'm just saying, he's like he's going after each thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Interior design. I want to see the inside. What's the decorated like? Yeah,
graphic design.
You don't want to see what it's decorated like. You want to see the inside of a vagina.
No, I may want to see what it's decorated like. You might. I don't need to say it.
It might show her personality.
Because I do.
For the purpose
if I'm talking to a girl on FaceTime for the first time, or let me see your room.
Yeah.
That tells a lot about a person. I always ask that, honestly.
Because if it's dirty, you don't want to go over there.
Let me see how your room's decorated.
Nobody said you're not a pervert.
You know, I got a question. I see... me and you have been rocking headbands the past couple of weeks.
Yes. No, you've been rocking it for a while, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I seen you've been rocking, wearing a little headband here and there. So I'm like, all right. I was thinking, I see you got the black bandana on, headband bandana, what have you. Do they still have the same, like, meaning? Like, you remember back in the day, you couldn't really wear it like that because somebody would feel like you in a gang or something like that.
I
feel like
now where you live.
I don't know, because now
if you go to a certain part of L.A., you won't be able to wear it versus where you live in L.A.
But that may be true, but I don't hear, like, people saying, oh, don't wear your bandana, because people wearing it in videos, people wearing it, and I don't know if it has the same thug value that it used to.
It doesn't. Bandanas have been taken over by the suburbs, for sure.
So bandanas have been culturally appropriated.
Yeah,
by been gentrified
for sure.
Damn, bandanas been gentrified.
But look at it like this: gangs took it first. Before gangs, it was just a bandana. People used it for all kinds of different purposes.
Biker gangs, though, they were before
the gangs and stuff. You know, it was made just for outdoor activities, hikers, and all that.
I don't know, because
what you mean?
Even if you take it way back into the day when I can think of when a bandana was created, it was like cowboys and shit, or the robbers. They used to rob banks and stuff.
But all cowboys.
Not cowboys, but during that time period, 1800s, they used like
bandanas for like,
put it over their face and rob
and
stuff.
Then the thugs got it.
It's been associated.
But now
with
you said the suburbs suburbs took over bandanas and shea butter lotion.
Oh, yeah.
As well. You got shea butter by Aveeno. What are we doing? They don't make shea butter.
Jesus Christ.
But I just was wondering, because I was like, dude, because people have so many different like bandana styles that they wear and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know if they have the same value like they used to. I don't know if people are like, oh, don't you wear that no more. Like, I think it's more of a fashion
thing.
Certain
places
now
you can't wear it, and outside of those places, you can
but
do what
I
you want.
I truly believe I think you can still wear it in those places.
Yeah, I think you can.
But you may run into an issue.
But there's not even like, especially at least for a black bandana, there ain't really a big gang associated with it. It's like red.
At least
blue.
Not that I think. But there probably is, but I don't know all the color scheme. I don't know the color palette of thug, so I'm not sure what means
suburban
what.
Suburban thugs, man.
Suburban thugs. Bandanas being culture appropriated. All right, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know who else culture appropriated? 6ix9ine.
He told on everybody but us.
He told on everybody but Dorm Tamen. He said everybody did it.
But the trial's not over yet, so we'll see.
So for those who hadn't been following, basically 6ix9ine is in his trial right now, and he is very much cooperating. Like, when a kid get in trouble and the parent goes to him, it's like, all right, now if I just need you to follow along these directions. If you do this correctly, you can go back out to recess. You can play. He's like, well, all right, I would like to go. I would like to go play again. So what do you need? That's exactly what's going on right now.
Honestly, when I saw the video of his own people or his own gang kidnapping him and extorting him.
Yeah, Mike showed us the video last week.
And beating him up and threatening his family. I would tell, too.
Absolutely.
If you're going to threaten me, beat me up, endanger my life, why am I protecting you?
But see,
go ahead.
But I was like, here's the thing. He's in the thug box. We always talk about this box. We not in that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not in
that. Exactly.
If something happens to me, I'm going to tell. I'm going to tattletale.
There's record of Tekashi ordering the same hits out on people. Mm-hmm. Kidnapping and trying to, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
blah.
What's that? Just
blah, blah, blah.
That's your gun?
Blah.
What's wrong with your gun?
I would spell that B-L-A-B.
Okay, blah,
blah, blah.
Ain't that blah, blah?
Black,
what you doing?
Because blah, blah, blah is B-L-O-P.
Okay, B-L-O-B.
Now, blap probably hurts worse than a blop.
I don't know. Blop sounds heavier.
Blop, blap.
Blop do sound like a little weight.
Sound like
it.
A shotgun.
Like blop, blop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So automatic is a blap, blap. A shotgun is a blop.
Yes.
Okay.
over under 50% Tekashi comes out of prison. He comes out of prison.
Yep.
And life is good for him.
But okay. We don't know
if he's lower higher
than 50%.
But we don't know if he.
Matter of fact, let's say that's too equal. Give me.
The percent.
Give me 65%.
The percentage that he's safe.
Yeah. Is he over or under 65% that he will be safe?
Okay. Before I answer, I just need to be clear on the question. Yeah. Are we just talking about his safety or career after? Which one are we talking about?
Okay. Both.
Both.
Okay. On safety. I think he's gonna be safe.
I think this is not safe.
The mafia. Okay. Of course, it is it's a gang. But if you go certain places, that gang is not there. It's like when you running from the mafia, that's when you're not safe.
Yeah.
You in witness protection, all of that.
Yeah. So Jim Jones just dropped the album called something. Mob something.
Jim Jones dropped the album.
Yeah, he dropped a new album.
You listen to
Fire
it?
Too.
You listen to it?
I haven't listened to it. I heard a snippet.
Okay.
It sounded cool.
He just got to avoid certain places, like what I was saying with y'all wearing bandanas. Just avoid certain places, and you good. But as far as career, I think he can have a career. Maybe not in rap, but reality show, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be hot news. Like when Bobby Smurda get out, he's going to be hot. I don't know for how long, but if you take advantage of that first wave of hotness, you could double off that. Yeah,
because
over 65% that he will be fine.
I'm under.
Which one? Career or safety?
Both.
Safety, I think he'll be fine. If he don't go to certain places. He got to stay out of certain places. He can't go back to that hood where his gang is at.
But what are the jams?
Can't go to Summer Jam. Can't go to those places. Got to leave those places.
Summer Jam.
You can't go to Summer Jam. No, it's a wrap.
He's going to run into a problem.
Yeah, he's going to run into a problem.
He can't go to none of that. He's done in the music space.
Okay. For a while or forever?
Just for a while.
For a while, okay.
Forever,
yeah, you gotta grow up at some point.
Okay. But career wise, I think initially he'll be very hot when he get out.
Do you think he's gonna serve any time?
The max a year.
Damn. Okay. All right. What do you think?
Because what I'm hearing is that he may just get off from doing all this testifying.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna serve any time. I do.
Oh, no time.
I don't think he's gonna serve no time. I feel like
served time. So I mean, he's time
technically
served.
Yeah, but I don't think he's gonna go any further. I think he's gonna get out. I think he's gonna walk. I think he's gonna walk out. Safety wise, I'm with Cam. I don't know where he hangs out at. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. He probably can't go back to them places. Career wise.
Music he's done. But yeah, I'm saying music he can capitalize done. In other places.
Okay, I give you that because I was thinking he could possibly do music, but I don't know.
He could.
But
I don't know how it's gonna be.
Yeah, taken. I just don't know how to
be received. Initially, everyone's gonna listen. They're gonna have to listen, but I don't think anyone's gonna support it. Especially not the same type of music he was doing. It would have to be totally different.
Suburban niggas with bandanas.
That's where he need to go.
That's his market.
But that was his market already. That was his market already.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
I don't know.
But he pretty much, he said something about Jim Jones.
Yeah.
He said something about.
Jim Jones said something about him, too.
See, I didn't see that portion.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what he said?
Don't fuck with Jim Jones. That's what I heard. Don't fuck Jones. With Jimmy.
Okay. Then he said something about Cardi B, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, that's interesting.
And she responded to it.
She responded by putting that Keke Palmer meme that's been going around where she's like, I don't know this man. I don't know anything. So that was funny. But I feel him like, you're not no thug snitch, but go ahead. But because of the thug box that you in, it makes it difficult. The thug box makes everything difficult. Us, we can get beat up. I'm not trying to be a thug.
And see, that's
out
why
here.
It's tough for thugs, because there's a lot of things you can't do when you can't, you're thug. You can't sit Indian style.
You can't do a lot.
You can't sleep with your hands between your legs.
Nope. You can't do a lot of things.
You can't sleep.
You can't apologize. You can't sleep.
You can't honestly. Eat a banana in public.
You can't, because you got to eat a banana from the side, you or you got to break it off.
Ice cream cones.
You can't do ice cream cones. No, you can't.
You can't be a thug, man.
Yeah, no, too much.
The comforts of life are taken away from me.
Yeah.
And I need the comforts of life.
Also, though, 6ix9ine, he lost his superpowers. That's what happened. He went in Super Saiyan with his hair different colors, and now it's back to regular. So it's almost like the movie when you see the superhero. He's in his all is lost moment in the script.
Yeah,
it's like Pleasantville in reverse.
Everything's going back to black and white. He had the colors, and then it's just now he's like, you know what? I'm down in my wits end. Now he has to go find himself. He has to go on a journey and get his superpowers back.
It's like if Goku got arrested. At Super Saiyan 3,
and he started telling and like, saying it was Piccolo.
And then he started blaming Piccolo, and Krillin, Yamcha. Yeah, everybody. And then slowly he just went back to Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 1. Now he's just back to regular black.
And everybody on Namek and everybody.
And all the Saiyans looking for him.
They like Vegeta, like, see, I told y'all from the beginning. He a snitch. I told y'all. So, yeah, you got to be careful. And then also, Antonio Brown might as well be in the courtroom with him because he went to telling on everybody yesterday, too.
Antonio, look, this is the way I look at it. As we always say, Antonio Brown is that kid in your high school that shows up with just a folder. No book bag, never has a pen, always got to ask you for a pen or pencil.
And it pisses me off every time.
And always has the best of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, he's not getting in trouble and suspended and failing classes. Yeah. Like, I don't know why he's being rewarded.
Yeah.
While I'm 6 months in and my black and white pair of shoes that I got for the whole year are starting to look worn out.
Starting to look
he
burgundy.
He got the new J's.
Yeah.
And just always gets by. That's Antonio Brown right now.
Because he can catch a ball better than you.
And that's the point.
They couldn't.
Can't wait. I'm the best. And the thing about it is, so Emmanuel said it before we started. He's disappointed three teams in the span of.
He's disappointed three fan bases.
Three
you know
fan
how many
bases.
Probably millions of people that is.
So who disappointed more people, Antonio Brown or 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine
didn't disappoint.
Just what he's not disappointed. It's just like a car crash. You're just like, oh, this is happening.
This happy as there.
Antonio Brown,
Antonio Brown, everybody thought they were getting something. Steelers thought they were going to keep something.
Yeah.
Oakland thought they got something new. New England saw one touchdown.
Lost. He gave New England just a little bit. He got New England a little hard and was like, you know what? I got to go home.
And don't get me wrong, New England don't need it. I mean,
they have Tom Brady. He's a robot.
Did you see how Bill Belichick responded to one of these reporters when asked about Antonio Brown? This lady, I forgot the lady's name. It was a reporter. She's just asking him a question. It's just one-on-one asking him a question. She said, what do you think about Antonio Brown? We're just on to the next game. We're just on to the next game or whatever. And after that, she says, okay, Bill, thank you very much. He just looks at her and then walks away. Well, it was like 2 seconds.
Just like
he just stared at her dead in her face. It looked intimidating.
He's intense.
Fuck,
he looked like he eat raw meat.
Yeah,
like,
all
Bill,
day.
Bill Belichick just like he eat raw
intense,
meat.
But he's focused as well. Because Kevin Hart told a story how he can just go in any locker room.
Yeah.
And then he gets love. He comes in there and he's showing like, dapping up everybody. Kevin Hart.
Okay.
He said he walked into the Patriots locker room one day. First person he sees is Bill Belichick. Is like walking towards him. He says, hey, Bill, what's going on? Bill didn't say nothing. he said, oh, it's different in here.
They locked in here.
That's hilarious. In.
But Antonio Brown brought all of this on himself. Like the text message. Listen, I said, Antonio Brown, he's a football player. You've had enough experience with women in your life to know you done cheated before. You know, don't send no text evidence. What you doing? You send him text evidence call.
Whether he did it or not, it's a stupid idea.
The NFL is your wife. She going to find out. She going to find out.
It's all self-destruction. Even after that, now he's tweeting, I'll never play in the NFL again. It's like, come on, man. If I was his agent, Antonio, stop. Don't say nothing.
Just chill.
Don't say nothing.
But
I'm trying.
On the flip side of it.
He has issues, though.
I think he does have issues, but on the flip side of it, if we're being, devil's advocate here, are there things that go on in the NFL that we just have no idea about that we personally wouldn't understand, like how people don't understand what we go through?
Of course.
The biggest issue right now that he's complaining about is the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And that is a big issue in most sports. You get guaranteed contracts, and football should be one of them.
It should be one.
Since it's so violent of a sport, they need it. But that's what he's complaining about right now. He said teams shouldn't be able to take away his money even if they cut him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can get behind that.
It does
need to have guaranteed money, but you also got to know not to mess up your situations. Like,
and that's what he's been doing.
He got cut because he started threatening. So he allegedly threatened the accusers.
Yeah.
He would have still been there if he just chill.
And even right now, after everything, because he's so talented, they say there's three teams out there that's still interested, but they're waiting till the conclusion of the investigation of the accusers. So say he comes out and his name is cleared.
Okay.
He's going to have three offers.
That's how good
he is. But he got to stop. Like, if I was a team that's all right, if he's innocent, we're going to pick him up. But then he starts saying, I don't want to play in the NFL anymore. This keeps bringing drama. Like, no one wants to deal with that.
I don't think any NFL team should take a risk on him.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's worth it.
And the thing is, like, then he starts pointing at, like, past stuff. He goes to the Roethlisberger situation. He even calls out Shannon Sharpe. And Shannon Sharpe got said something back to him. He was like, oh, we got Clown Tony 069 over here. Because, you know, Shannon Sharpe had a little sexual clown Tonio. He's like, because Shannon Sharpe had his little situation a while back, and it's like, I get it. Yeah, other people have made mistakes, but it's not about you deflecting. You sending all the energy to everybody else. It's like, Tonio, this ain't about nobody else but you. Yeah, they had their shit, and they should, you know, do whatever for their stuff. But he just started pointing out everybody else, and I was like, he's like a kid in a situation. Romano did it,
it's like the NFL players when a flag is thrown, they start pointing.
He's like going everywhere, but you got to take some type of responsibility. You can't, like, you doing a lot of shit.
Look at this real quick.
It's the Bill Belichick video.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what was the final straw with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, we're focused on the Jets today.
Thank you, Coach.
He ate raw chicken. He put a little barbecue sauce on there.
How do you want your chicken, Bill?
Raw.
Raw.
And he looks at you. And he's like, wait, raw?
Raw. Raw.
And they were focused on the Jets.
Matter of fact, bring me the fucking chicken. Bring me the whole chicken.
Right, no, he like chicken. And I'm focused on the ketchup today.
You know what? The ketchup today. But back to what you were saying real quick, with Antonio Brown and Tekashi 6ix9ine, I feel like, and I don't want to become that old man that says this generation or whatever, but it really is something. There is I don't feel like the cool people are getting praise anymore.
Okay.
What do you consider the cool people?
Who the cool people?
I don't even know who to consider. Cool people I consider.
Not specific names,
but people
but not
that
Cam
are.
Cam
outside of me.
No, not
people,
Cam at all.
People realistically.
Realistically, yeah.
Outside of me.
But people that are usually level-headed,
okay,
cool, calm, collected.
Thank you for the compliments.
Usually you talk about Jay-Z and people like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like those people that are just cool. And I'm just trying to fit. I mean, maybe the last person was Nipsey Hussle before he died that was like, you know, we touted him as this great person.
But he also had his moments of snapping as well.
When you say cool, you mean just like they
smack a couple. Just even kill people that, like, I'm not saying you don't get him beat.
They can look at the situation fully through before they react.
Okay.
I'm just looking at somebody like Antonio Brown right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people are praising people or just really into people. I'm not even saying they're praising Antonio Brown, but we're just really into people that are really hot or really cold. You know what I mean? In terms of their temperament. Like,
they're either going off the rails.
Or they just completely, you know what I mean? Like, they don't want to be fucked with, whatever. It's just hot and cold. You always got to watch out for those people. Like, it's like Antonio Brown, I don't know, 6'9", same thing. You know what I'm saying? When he's out and free, he's
blicky,
wild.
Blicky, he blicky, sticky, blicky, blicky when he's out.
The temperature is hot. But as soon as he get in that courtroom. Cardi B did it.
But the thing is, those people care about their public perception a lot. Yeah. So that makes them become impulsive. Like, when you care what people think so much, you're going to start being impulsive and start doing what Antonio Brown is doing by posting everything. You got to respond to everything.
Because people like Jay-Z and stuff, their strategy over emotion a lot of the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I love, because I talked about it on the last one, right? The situation with the Ether and Nas?
No, we didn't talk about it.
So an article came out because it was... you know, he dropped Blueprint, the first Blueprint, on 9/11 in 2001. So they started talking about everyone who was involved, and they went to Lenny
Hess.
That
was my favorite album for the longest time. Solid album. Blueprint, bro.
Yeah, I don't care. The Joker's is there to take. But Lenny S. said at that time, you know, Ether and the takeover beef was happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone, he said, everyone in New York said Nas won. Mm-hmm. And that Jay-Z's done.
Top three greatest beefs of all time.
Yeah, top three.
Everyone was saying the consensus was Jay-Z lost.
Yeah.
So he said, Lenny S. was talking. He said, I was mad. Mm-hmm. He said, I wanted to just do something. So he said, I got in the group chat. He had Jay-Z and other people in there saying, man, this is bullshit. We got to do something. He said Jay-Z called him. And he like, hello? And Jay-Z said, it's all right. You know, he said, sometimes you got to lose in life. You need this in life. Life is about ups and downs. And he said, this is how you rebound and become greater when you lose like this. It's the natural order of life.
Oh, shit.
He said, he said, that told me a lot about Jay-Z because he's like, he had every reason to be mad.
Yeah.
And he took the time out his busy day to calm me down and give me the perspective to look at it.
Because Jay-Z like, realized it.
It's part of life.
It's a battle, but it's not the war. You know what I'm saying? It's a battle. Yeah, maybe he lost the battle because I personally think Ether was amazing, but I also think Takeover was great. But
Ether won that one. Cool, for me.
But the war is the longevity. His career, like
Jay-Z won the war.
Like the war.
Nas had a good war. Too.
You know,
he's
for sure,
doing great
for sure. But it's like Jay-Z, and he. I think he had just understood early that. You can't move with emotion because you as soon as you get hot or whatever, it's just not going. That shit don't do nothing for you.
He had his moments,
of course.
Too,
but
the thing is, it's just overall all over the long stretch. And a big thing that goes to as well is that most of those guys that are even keel and just like you know are working,
yeah,
that just keep it low as they get to the top. It usually takes longer. Like,
yeah.
You see Jay-Z, I mean, his first album, 96, but he didn't really blow up until, 2001 or whatever?
A little bit later, yeah.
But it's usually a slow burn, even with Nipsey Hussle, same type
slow
of thing.
Burn.
It was a slow burn, like a build. A lot of times it's not you get hot in 1 minute and just catch fire because you're doing all these antics and stuff. You know what I mean?
Usually
that can
those
blow
people
you up
don't
quicker.
Last.
They don't last. They burn out just as fast. So,
yeah.
You know, I think people, young kids and stuff should take heed more to like the people like Jay-Z, the Nipseys, and just even not just rappers, but anybody in the world. You probably know people in your life that are just, man, that person is just real cool, calm, and collected. Seem they always
can. Damn, that's enough.
Bro.
That's enough.
What's enough? What's enough? I'm not spreading
this
any
lies.
This
podcast is about truth and transparency.
What did I say that wasn't truthful?
You saying
one time,
you
I
about
remember
cool,
when we beat the
enough.
Cowboys. This was a couple, like maybe 2010.
I already know what he talking about.
And I remember Cam. We were watching Cam's TV in the living room. He had his own TV in the room. He brought it out there.
I was 20,
let's watch
bro.
The game, whatever.
I was sleepy, bro. I was 20, bro.
As soon as we won the game, it was by interception, whatever it was. We go, I'm going off, and Rome sitting next to me. Cam gets so mad
before he gets mad. The only reason he got mad is because it was quiet because the internet had whatever they lost. It was quiet. I looked at you, and I just started laughing, and then you started laughing.
No, I think
and that's
I turned
what,
towards you. I
and,
did one
yeah,
of those
you,
looks.
Yeah, you turned towards me, and I started laughing because I'm not holding my laugh, and that's what made him mad.
And he got so mad.
He dragged the whole TV. He
dragged his TV on the ground and pulled it into the room and slammed the door. I'll tell you, ain't no Jay-Z at that moment,
no,
boy.
No, he was
ain't
young.
No cool
you know, he was a young buck. He was a young
but
buck.
But as you said, Jay-Z had his moment.
Yeah.
I was upset.
He was very much upset.
When you lower your play to a team like that, this is very upsetting, you know?
But let's go. By the way, Monday night, today, baby. Redskins, let's go.
Where are we going?
Game time, baby. We coming for this win against the Bears, Chicago.
So
what's up?
So this is a random topic, but I came across this because I talk about this. I sing this song a lot randomly. LL Cool J, Head Sprung.
Okay.
I got it.
And you know, they call me Big
oh,
L.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of mercy. If the broad is thirsty. It just sound old right now. But he was rapping. And I actually liked the song when it first came out. So I came across this this Shade Room post where I guess he clapped back at a fan or somebody.
I got it. Cam so I was on Instagram it. And I saw this. I like, this has to be saved and talked about. This is a small little topic. But LL Cool J tweeted, I think you meant they call me Big Ellie a bit silly, but big money, big really. So I guess he was correcting a fan
from
who got it wrong. The lyrics. These are the actual lyrics. And someone said, nobody has ever called you Big Ellie. Then LL Cool J responded to him, nobody has ever called you anything.
And I said, like, it's done.
That's so childish.
That's so childish, but it's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Because I just imagine an old nigga on with a fedora at a computer saying, I think you meant they call me Big Ellie, Big Silly,
but
Big Money.
Funny, I was with the fan. I don't think anyone has ever called him Big Ellie. Yo, Big Ellie. No.
I don't think anyone called you Big Ellie. He got mad and said, I don't think anyone's called you anything.
There was a lot of good clapbacks this week. The best one, not because I'm a Dallas fan, but just because it was actually good. Somebody from the Dolphins had one good play against us. He was a D tackle.
Yeah.
He said, if this is the best offensive line, then what am I? And it was a video of him like pushing back our center.
Yeah.
So our cornerback responded 0-3.
Ooh.
That was it.
That's done. That is done.
It was great
clap. There's nothing you. Yeah, that's it for that one. But what the thing about what makes the LL Cool J thing is funny is I love it when older rappers come on the scene and they start just trying to be young out here.
Oh yeah,
because it's just so funny because he's not an old man, but he's older. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he took out his phone.
Yeah,
and he put on glasses like
that's
mine,
what I'm saying.
Put it at the brim of his nose. You know what I mean?
And he was like, "They call me.
They don't call you nothing. They don't call you nothing."
That's what it feel like, and I'm it's like, you know, it's just funny. I don't know. It's just funny. I just like when I see that stuff because. It also shows that he has some type of sense of humor or whatever.
Oh,
like,
on,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, LL Cool J had a TV show.
That's true. In the House.
That people don't give enough credit to.
In the House, right?
Yeah. Was a great fucking show.
Yeah, In the House.
And it brought back Carlton, basically as Carlton.
Shit, it did. It did bring back Carlton.
What was he, like a physician?
He was like
physical therapist or
something like that. They owned a gym together.
Shout out to
I used to watch the hell out of that show.
I used to watch the hell out that show with that pant leg rolled up.
Oh, yeah.
That
pant leg.
Yeah, it wasn't right. The leg wasn't rolled up.
Yo, if you did the pant leg rolled up now, would it work?
Anything works now.
Anything works.
Everything's just been appropriate.
It may work, but they're gonna call you out saying, "Oh, you just trying to be LL." It's not one of those trends that's like, okay, bell bottoms, and if that comes back, you know, that was just a 70s thing, so anyone can bring that back.
Yeah.
But that was LL Cool J's thing.
Yeah.
So if you try to bring that back, you're stealing from LL Cool J.
From LL Cool J.
Yeah, but it could come back still as a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, was it ever a thing even when LL was doing it?
I think some people.
No, it was LL. But
I know, but I'm saying were other people doing it?
Oh, no,
right?
I think
people were copying LL, but not.
Yeah, but
I know
not.
The trend.
I did
copy when I was in elementary.
Yeah.
I remember I flipped my pants backwards.
Oh, yeah.
I love Crisscross.
I think a lot of people
did
Crisscross. I think that was more
just
copied.
The pants?
Mm-hmm. I did this jersey too.
It's just so uncomfortable to wear pants.
It was very
backwards.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like it just don't.
Yeah,
I got ass in the front.
Ridiculous.
What's funny? This is what these pants feel like. The way they're designed, the pockets are right here. It almost feel like they're back pockets, but it's not uncomfortable.
You got the butt front.
But do you put your wallet in your back front pocket?
I don't have a traditional wallet, so I don't never put it in the back.
You put your phone.
That just sounds funny. I don't have a traditional wallet.
I don't.
It just no. It just sounds funny. So you got a but for those who never heard a song, I just want to play this little snippet real quick. Hold on.
They call me Big.
Oh my god.
This, hey, let's copyright issue.
All right, like, we gotta talk over it. We gotta talk over
song. That shit is hilarious.
Oh,
it's
so
sound,
old.
They call me Big Ellie.
What is that? Big Silly.
Big Silly, Big Money, Big Really. That's what it is. Oh, I want to take this time because I know we talked about it before, but we got a little ad, y'all. Manscaped, man. Back on my Manscaped. Listen, the holiday season is coming around, ladies, and just make sure that for the holidays you get your man a nice Manscaped package. All right, we got a toner in there. We got the clippers in there. Everything you need, and fellas, it's the no-nick technology. When I say no-nick, I mean you go down there, you get the shaving, and it's no-nick, all right? You don't want to have – listen, you got to have clean balls before you enter the walls. That's all I'm saying. Balls to the walls, they need to be clean. So go get you
– I thought you was going to say draws, but
– I mean, or into the draws.
Yeah, I mean,
whichever works, whichever works. But I'm just saying – we've used the product. I know Emmanuel told me he used it. I use it.
Balls I've had in years.
The best balls you've had
oh,
in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My balls have been extra deodorized.
Yeah, no, it just, and it feels good. It feels nice. You smell nice. They got ball deodorant. You ain't never had that
but
before.
But that's the thing. It's like, why wouldn't they have that?
Why wouldn't they have ball deodorant?
Yeah, like they've all had, this time. Even before that?
Yeah, other companies have it.
I've never seen ball deodorant before.
But like, I just think that one's is just very specific.
Deodorizer.
It's ball deodorant.
That was the difference.
But
it's
I was
more of a cream than like, you know.
It's more of a cream, but still, it's ball deodorant, and you feel good like you. And then they have wipes, because throughout the day you might get a little sweaty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you need to go ahead and wipe it up, wipe it down, just in case you got to go somewhere. Listen, Manscaped, and you can go on manscaped.com and put in the code DORM. DORM, you'll get a discount.
Dorm.
That's DORM. Get a discount. Please go check it out, fellas. Get your Manscaped package. Ladies, if you got a fella and you're tired of going down there and cutting yourself up.
Or just tasting seawater.
Seawater?
You know, some people.
Isn't that Dorm 20 anymore?
No.
It's Dorm.
Dorm. Yeah. Dorm. Okay. Go in there and enter the code Dorm and get your Manscaped package. And we'd be good to go. Paul Flart.
Yeah, what's
this? This is something we got to talk about.
So, you know, when you're just on the internet and you just find yourself in one of those, you know, wormholes, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Vice, and I see this guy called Paul Flart. And, you know, it's basically a flip on mall cop.
Paul Blart,
and
yeah.
And he was a security guard,
mm-hmm,
a chubby security guard.
Oh, I did hear about this.
And him and his friends, humor, they like farts.
Yeah.
So one day at work, while no one was around, he farted,
yeah,
and sent the video to the group chat. Everyone died laughing. They said you gotta post this.
Yeah.
So he's created an IG page called Paul Flart and uploaded one fart a day for like months.
Like 4 months.
And then eventually it got back to his bosses. They seen it.
Yeah.
And they fired him. While he was being fired, he recorded that.
He recorded,
And the boss is upset. Stop recording. He said, Are you firing me? They said, yes. He's like, well, then I don't work for
you
anymore.
Particular part was funny to me, because the boss is like, he enters the conversation. He goes, the guy walks up, the boss walks up. He says, people are upset. And people are upset. And I'm like, people are upset because he farting? He was like, people are upset. So technically, they saying he got fired for cell phone usage, not because he was farting.
But it was like
that
a couple of seconds.
No,
but it was a couple of seconds every day, and he never did it while anyone was around.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he worked.
Yeah, you didn't know where he worked.
So it wasn't for sale. That's what they used.
That's what they used.
But they fired him for farting.
For farting, yeah.
So after he got fired.
Fired for farting.
So after he got fired, he blew up because all the news stories, all the people started picking it up. And his followers went up. And he's like, all right, I don't have a job. I need to make money.
Yeah.
So someone said, you always playing video games. You should start a video game account.
And fart.
And fart on there and make money. So that's what he does now. And he said it helped him out of his depression.
Yeah, he said he didn't have a calling in life.
I'm sure most mall cops don't.
He said he didn't have a calling in life, and he said this really the story starts to put this sad music on as he's talking about these stories. After my father died, you know, I wish he could be here to see what I'm doing in my life now.
Because his father would find the humor in it.
Yeah, he said, which I understand that portion of it, but it just sounded so funny because he was just like, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, and then now I have something I can do with these farts. And I said, you know what's crazy? The internet is really gassing him up. And that's the funny part about this whole thing.
Good pun.
The internet is really gassing him up. And I was like, I want to go back to elementary school and talk to every teacher that ever like said I was like disgusting for farting in class, or any girl, anybody said I was farting in class. Paul Flart is a hero. He's out here farting and getting money from it. And his farts are like deep, stressful farts. He has a fart list of foods that he gets. He said apricots help the longevity of the fart. They make the fart extend longer. I said, I never even had an apricot, and I definitely don't need to have that shit now, because I don't need my farts to extend any more than they already do. And so he eats certain, you know, beans, and he said the pressure to perform is sometimes a lot.
The thing is, how long can this last? How long are people interested in seeing this man just fart on camera?
I'm like, across the board.
Farts to me are funny, but I'm not. It's not funny enough for me to follow you to watch you fart every day.
Listen,
you know?
I thought that too. I went through 20 fart videos yesterday because I was so impressed of the depth that a fart can be.
On it's, what?
On Instagram, he got 120,000 followers and he verified. But I'm just going through videos, and he does it with no facial expression. Like
he looks just, funny. Yeah,
he looks funny. I'm gonna show you the video. Yeah. It looks funny, and the thing about it is, his farts sound so stressful. It sounds like they squeezing out of a tight tunnel.
Jesus Christ!
And then it's just it's a lot of shit, and I'm just like, this man is really on here just farting open air.
Here's my
farting.
Thing. Here's my thing. Say you're dating a woman.
Yeah.
You're going to meet her parents, and the parents ask you, oh. Hey, hey, Paul, what do you do? What do you say?
Oh, I would say, well, I did have a job once as a security guard, and I got fired from that. And, I was kind of down in the rut, and I just didn't know what I was going to do with my life. But luckily, the Lord showed me that I had a passion for gassing. And I was able
so
to.
So you were in the rut, so you decided to get out of it with your butt.
Yeah, I was in the rut, decided to get out with my butt.
Y'all niggas are so excited.
I had a passion.
So, in order for you to move forward, you had to use your behind.
Yes, in order for me to move forward, I used to use my behind. And some people said that I would make an ass of myself, and that's exactly what I did. And I used my ass to do exactly what I needed to do. And anybody who judges me, they don't need to be in my life, you know, because I'm out here and I'm making farts.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm just gonna go. I'm a media influencer. I'm a media influencer.
I'm a media influencer. But they're gonna
I'm a digital influencer.
But they're gonna.
You know what?
Your daughter's dating a guy who farts on the internet.
No, she ain't.
Well, I mean, he's highly successful.
Does that bother you? Like, would that bother you? I'm trying to think. Would that?
With your sense of humor, does that bother you?
I feel like at this point, I would be more disappointed if my child dated mall security. Because if you're telling me, these are the people that should feel the worst. You could be more successful farting at home.
Farting at home.
Than being a mall cop.
Well, he's not a mall cop. He was a security guard for a corporation.
Corporate. But
security guard, whatever. You could be more
successful at farting.
Staying at home and farting over doing some security.
Yeah.
So I'd rather, I mean, you know.
You making money, brother? Like, listen. Don't do that shit in my house. Like,
man. I'd be so disappointed in my daughter. Be honest with you. If I had a daughter,
What are you going to say to her?
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to be
she
like.
She likes him for him.
I'm going to be like, that's what you like?
Yeah, she like it. He's ambitious.
I'm going to be like, what happened to you?
He's ass-bitious.
He's ass-bitious.
He ass-bitious.
He ass-bitious. He doing what he can do. But now, across the board, though, you say how long can this last? I feel like forever because across the board, for centuries across the board, farts have been funny.
But it gets old. There's no growth in this.
It gets old to
Where's
us.
The growth? Where's somebody, the growth, though? Where does this go?
The farts can
outside,
get bigger.
The peak I see is what he just said, a guest appearance in the movie.
A guest appearance in the movie.
But that's it. Unless you start making the fart whoopee cushions things.
I mean, maybe he can branch off and to like a food industry or something, man, for more gassier.
So he eat foods that make you say foods that make you fart.
Foods that make you fart.
That'd be the title. Foods that make you fart.
Yeah, foods that fart.
He's gonna flip this into some brand. Yeah. And it's all about him, his personality.
Yeah.
If people gain to like his personality, then he can flip it somehow. But yeah, man, farts. I think there's a cap on farts.
There's a cap on farts.
There gotta be a cap.
It's not
on
a cap
farts.
On farts because they're coming out.
Yeah, they don't stop, but the people paying attention to the farts
okay,
will stop.
That's
you
fair.
Know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
fair.
They're coming out just like all these Disney Plus movies. So let's get into that.
Nice transition, I guess.
You gotta get in there.
You
gotta get
Disney,
in there.
Disney, they damn sure are shitting on the
competition. Oh, yeah, they farting. They farting out here.
They farting on the competition. They have a list. They dropped their official list of movies that they're dropping on Disney Plus.
You talking about originals or just movies
in
general?
No, these are just everything. This is like all the movies they're going to be dropping. And that list is crazy. You already know every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Every Disney Pixar.
Yeah.
Every Star Wars. Every... now they bought Fox. So they got their whole... I mean, all the Terminators, Aliens, all these comedies. And we're in a situation now where I don't think people can get away with not getting Disney Plus.
Okay, let me
like,
ask
I
you
I don't
this,
think there's a way. Like, they really are trying to, and it's only $6. It's only like
when
$6.
When I looked at that list, go ahead.
Because I didn't see the list. But outside of what you expected, what are the ones that you didn't expect? It's like, oh, I may have to get this.
What I was mostly shocked about was the comedies, because I just didn't think associate Disney with comedies. But now that they have, you know, Fox,
yeah,
they took over so many comedies. I got to pull up the list.
The list is longer than the people that Tekashi told on.
I don't think so. Impossible.
Yeah, because Tekashi's still not stopped.
He hadn't stopped yet.
This list is a cap.
Yeah. He gonna keep going. But I pulled it up because I didn't know exactly what we were talking about when we texted last night, and I looked at it. I seen the bar on the internet browser go small, and I just started scrolling. I was like, "It's a lot of
it's a lot."
No, it's crazy. They got
but it's
so
not
many.
Just like a lot of content. Like, you know, Netflix when that first dropped, they were trying to get whatever they could. Yeah, they got a couple hits, but they started releasing original content that was, you know, some of it's hit and miss. Like, it's just hit every movie that they putting on there. It's like. I mean, at the top 10 things I hate about you, that's a beloved movie. 101 Dalmatians. You got The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. You remember those movies? Mm-hmm. You got Aladdin, of course. You got Alice in Wonderland, Ant-Man, all the Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marvel stuff. All the Bambis, the original Disney stuff.
I was not a fan of Bambi. I just was not
too sad for you.
I just like this movie ain't it. But anyway,
but they just got so many movies.
Yeah,
bro.
it's a lot of movies.
Like, look at this.
Honestly, it's worth the $6.99. It's worth the $6.99.
I was sold after the Star Wars original series.
That
Mandalorian
looked good.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
the Simpsons are going to be on.
Is the Lady and
there?
The Tramp going to be on there too?
Yeah, Lady on the new one.
The new one. Yeah,
they're actually premiering it on there.
Oh, they're premiering it.
It's not.
Oh, that's
I don't think it's going to be in the theaters.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
cool.
Think. I think it's just straight.
Now that's when it gets cool when you start doing big movies like that and it's only on the platform.
Right.
That's cool.
Where do you think like? So basically, when you add up all the if you have Hulu, Netflix, HBO, and Disney Plus, that's pretty much like how we used to pay for like $40-$50 for the cable, really, right? That's pretty much what it is. Because if Disney Plus is $6.99,
well,
Netflix
I feel like
is
cable
10,
packages got up to like 100 and something. Am I wrong?
I feel like that was with internet though.
130. If you want,
it's still
boxes.
Stuff you'll be missing. You can't see live
that's
sports.
True.
You
yeah,
won't see
true.
Certain shows as it's on HBOs and
that's
all that.
True.
So
that's true.
You know.
It's just interesting. Like, I don't know the streaming thing. I just don't know where it's going. Cause I mean, but not that I fuck with it. So I just don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's.
You are right though. They're gonna start bundling them.
They got like I feel
they're gonna
like
start like there's gonna be whatever company maybe Apple whatever they're gonna start bundling these and it's just gonna be like cable was. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have all these different channels to choose from. They're just going to start, hey, get your Hulu, get your Netflix, and get your Disney for one package of $100 a month or whatever. And it's going to be the like, same shit.
Yeah, but it's like, especially if you're a movie buff or you like going back watching old movies, Disney Plus, they got they
for
that
people
shit
like our dads, this is heaven.
Oh,
this is everything they dreamed of
oh my God.
When they were growing up.
They got some Westerns on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My granddad used to watch Westerns. I'd be like, man.
My dad, too. But they're good when you actually sit down and watch it with them, man. Right. Them Westerns good,
they
man.
Some of them. Some of them.
But one show they won't have is the Lily Singh late night show.
This man came
that.
Trying
yeah.
to
yeah,
transition.
He killing it. Hey, man. I see you out here working on your transition game. You know what I'm saying? Little segue.
He a little jealous.
Little segue. And we ain't talking about no scooter. Let's keep it going.
Come on, man.
Come on now.
Where is Paul Flart? Fart on this nigga's transitions.
Hey, no. Hey, Sue likes the transition. You like the transition, Sue. Man, come on, man. I'm behaving. All right,
so Lily Singh officially has her late night show out.
Yes.
That's
and
big.
It's big for a multitude of reasons. One, coming from our perspective, being YouTubers, people that start off on YouTube, to see someone get to that point, like, this is as mainstream
NBC.
As it gets on NBC, a late night show, which was usually held for the most, you know, predominantly known comedians or stand-ups and stuff. She got the role, and that is a big step.
Yeah.
That's like at least four people now you can name that I just know of that transition to that big of a status.
Donald Glover.
No.
Issa Rae.
Uh-huh. Lily Singh and Spoken Reasons had the movie. Remember,
he
came straight off.
I would say even
And did the movie with Sandra Bullock.
I mean, okay, that was huge. That was huge, but I think somebody else has surpassed him. What's that girl, the other, like, cute, like, I don't know if she's half black or
she's Indian. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think she got today levels yet. Like, she's big overall in numbers, but she don't have her own show like these
late
people.
Night show.
She
doesn't?
Okay. Mm. I thought she was in something. But anyway, it's like a good, that's a good thing for us to say. We can extract. But my question is, because there's also a different perspective look at this from.
Yeah.
This could mark the rising of digital creators to that next level of mainstream popularity.
Yeah.
Which digital kind of already is. I mean, YouTube, you kind of already know it everywhere. But at the same time, it could be that next step where it's finally coming together. Or
it already has.
Or does this mark the downfall of TV? Because you can look at it in that way. A lot of people would say that once a YouTuber gets a big thing like that, and she's talented and all, you could tell that the TV stations are trying.
Well,
they're trying
like
to
this.
Catch on to something that's already dying.
Yeah.
It's only bad if they fail. But thus far, even like Deezus and Mero, they came off the internet.
That's true.
Look how successful
they are.
So if everyone that's coming off that, at least they got the opportunity thus far, is killing it, there's no way you can say that yet. Like Donald Glover, Issa Rae, they're huge.
Yeah, huge.
They're trailblazers in what they're doing. She could be a part of that.
She could. But also, I watched it.
I didn't watch it yet.
I watched it.
I watched the episode. I watched some clips.
She got to find. I watched a lot of clips on her YouTube channel of the Late Night Show. She got to find another angle. I know she comes from talking about being bisexual. She's a bisexual woman of color. She talks about the LGBTQ community and all that's great, but she's gonna have to find another angle because it's repetitive. Like that's what she brings it up. She brings up that she's a brown person every other joke, and that's what a lot of the complaints are about. It's like, but also at the same time, I know you gotta find your rhythm. Gotta find your pocket. But
every other show starts off like this, especially talk show.
And she doesn't want to talk about politics and stuff, which I can understand if not. Her YouTube audience, that's not what she talked about. You know
but
what I'm saying?
The thing is the people that usually watch those late night spots
are
usually into political aspects.
But she can shift the narrative.
Like,
she can shift
Jesus
it.
And Mero, they may touch it a little
but
bit.
Jesus and Mero
them.
Is
they go into
cable,
it, though.
What are they, Showtime or
Showtime,
something like that?
Yeah.
That's very more specific than NBC. It's a
NBC
different market.
Is.
It's a different market, Showtime and NBC. Because... And Jesus and Mero, I don't know, they come on late night too as well or something like that. I feel like Showtime is a little more liberal, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're cable network. Mm-hmm. And they're closely tied to more digital, I feel, than NBC is as of right
NBC
now.
NBC is standard. Like, I feel like it's a standard. I see
it's,
what you're
it's
saying.
It's like the last, like, you know, they're the last of the few original, networks you know what I'm saying, that are still running. So I feel like there's a certain type of prestige where Showtime, you could get a little wild or whatever. I don't think even Showtime, they're expecting the same amount of viewerships that you would get on NBC.
Yeah.
NBC is like nationwide.
But I think she's smart enough and talented enough to find just that, whatever that pocket is. Because I think people don't give people a chance to, you got to get in it. You got to get in, get, I say
find
it. But she did mention a lot of brown. The only one she didn't mention was Antonio. But everything else, it was a lot of brown being mentioned.
Paul Flart.
It was. But I enjoyed it. But I could see the complaints of other, because even like people who were bisexual or gay or anything in the comments were like, "Listen, I'm a gay woman, and you kind of hit me over the head with it." It's like you hit.
Well, is this the first episode? How many episodes has it been?
It comes on Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, so
like that.
I'm saying, is this like the first week? Last week was the first week.
I think this is the first. Yeah,
so
first,
it's like if that's your thing that you're known for, of course the first
that's
couple for, weeks
yeah,
you're gonna
sure.
get it out. But
for
like
sure.
you gotta give people.
That's what I
say.
I completely agree with that. I think those old networks are used to just canceling if it's not hot already. But the times have changed. I think you could grow your audience. Take the time. You know, I think she seems to, honestly, I haven't watched a lot of her, but she seems to be talented.
Every time I watch
her,
I'm like,
I saw of her on it, she was on it.
I watched a great documentary on her a while back.
It's like Trevor Noah when he took over the Comedy Central show, The Daily Report. He started off, he had to find his way of doing it, not John Stewart's way of doing it.
Because that's a big act to follow.
And I remember I was watching it. I'm like, this is big. So I'm watching it, and I see the complaints. So I'm like, but, you know, let him find it. Now he just funny.
Oh, yeah, he
he's comfortable.
It.
It's funny.
And that's what I said. That's what I said for her. That's the first thing I said. I was like, people were in such a, you know, it's microwave. They want to like get it out now. But it's like, as comedy, it's a science. It's a, you got to study it. You got to like, all right. Okay, they don't like this. I gotta find the pocket. I gotta see. I mean, so you gotta give her time. I think, like I said, she's talented enough, and she'll find the pocket. Yeah. Especially, that's big. Like NBC, that's a huge thing. That's a great thing. So shout out to Lily Singh for that, because that's great.
Y'all want to talk about this Breaking Bad movie?
I just want a quick thing. I seen the quick trailer last night, and I hadn't watched Breaking Bad since I watched it back in 2014 when I finally finished the binge watching it. And it just got me excited again, because it picks up right where it left off.
Definitely
on the trailer, all you see is Jesse in the car breathing hard, and it's, you know, it's going to be a Breaking Bad movie.
Bitch.
They should have. Hold on, bitch. We coming back,
that
bitch.
I'm thinking about that show.
I'm a big Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah.
That trailer didn't do nothing.
It is. I was just excited about it. I mean,
it's just like, I almost feel like I don't care.
I feel that.
A little bit.
I feel
like, it's just so much good content out there right now. It's so much that to take something from the past and bring it back, which they're doing with everything.
With everything, yeah.
I think Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown. It's something about Abbey and going Abbey. Downtown.
I ain't watch it.
So. So is it Downington? Downtown? It's not Downtown Abbey.
It's not Downtown Abbey? Downtown Abbey sounds like a place you get antiques from.
Yes, it does. but that's, you know, that's a movie that just came out that was based on hit show, I think, or a miniseries or something like that. And that just got that just came in, I think, number one at the box office. So they're bringing old shit back and all that stuff. You know, remakes, the part twos and all that.
Downtown Abbey.
But you know why it's exciting, though? Because it's Netflix.
That's on.
If it was in theater, I feel you. I'd be like, okay, I'm not maybe spending my money to go see it in theater, but it's on Netflix. It's like, it's almost like I feel arrogant if I don't watch the show I love, and it's right here. I'm gonna watch it.
He just made his initial excitement.
No, I know that. Like, I'm saying like I'm not overly excited.
But
what excites me is that it's just right here on Netflix. Yeah.
It's just like I've been to that world for so long. That Breaking Bad story is done to me. But maybe come out and completely. This could be a masterpiece for all I know. But I'm just saying, like, there's so much new shit coming out.
There's a lot of new shit. I ended up watching Top Boy over the weekend.
How was it? You liked it?
Started out slow.
First episode.
You didn't finish it.
No, I finished it.
Oh, you finished
it. Started out the first episode. I almost was like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this ain't really. I was like, let me hang in there.
But I warned you on that.
I was like, you did. I was like, let me hang in there. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
It ended really good. Good twist. Good, you know, it's solid. So
I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yeah. So hopefully they get picked up for a season two, and then it's just cool to see.
They gonna get picked up.
I mean, we can't always say I hope they do.
They gonna get picked up.
You saying because of Drake?
It was a lot of big names attached to that. But that's one reason. But it's actually really good.
No,
it is
good.
The reception of it.
It is good.
Everyone online loves it. Who was original Top Boy fan? So
yeah.
I saw something this weekend, though. I saw a documentary called and shout out to Joe Rogan for. Putting this out there, but it was a documentary called They Shall Not Grow Old. Have you heard about this? It's on HBO.
They Shall Not Grow Old.
Yeah, it's a documentary about World War I and the British side of it. And that documentary blew my mind. First of all, the footage that they have.
It's crazy.
It blows my mind that they have that footage. Like, I was looking at it. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, when did they film? Like, and they did a thing where obviously they digitized it. So it starts off kind of black and white. And you see the old footage, it's grainy and all. But they did this thing where it transitions into color. And then, like, it looks like HD almost. So you watching real footage, but it looks like a movie now. And I'm like, it looks like an old, like, a 50s movie or something. Like, I'm watching it. And these dudes are talking about their time at war and you would think a lot of it would be about the terribleness of it.
Yeah.
These dudes loved it. The soldiers were talking about how some of the soldiers, even though it was like some of the worst atrocities, you know, the humankind, like 80% of them died, but they said how those times they look back and it's some of the greatest times of their life to be around their brethren
yeah.
and brothers at arms to, I guess, and what I took from it is to feel people around you that are willing to die for you days, weeks, months, whatever, at a time, especially during a time of war, that's possibly some of the most love you'll ever feel. Now, because
it's a different level.
Because this is the problem with, like, kind of one of the problems with our real society, right? Like, take New York City, for example. Yeah. Cam was, when we went to New York a couple years back,
yeah.
Cam went outside, he was trying to take a picture, some old couple were walking by.
Young Marty.
Lady said, hey, hold on, Marty, the sunshine, take a picture. He looked back and said, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's in my picture. I still have that picture.
Yeah.
When you come to common society and that's the way the world is, you have a different mindset,
but that's
right?
not everywhere. That's New York.
But it's a lot of places. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time we live in common society. I'm not going. Not everybody goes outside and says hi to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Even here. Everybody feels some type of way. You don't know anybody's real intention. You might put on a fake smile. You might put on whatever. You just don't know. But when you're around a setting where it's a life or death, and you're counting on the person next to you to survive, and you know that they are willing to die for you. Like, if you're hurt, they're gonna come and pick you up.
Yeah.
We have a common threat. We're all going to battle. How do you not fall in love with those moments of brotherhood? You know what I'm saying?
I feel that, but I can find the love here. I don't need to be a war to
But we have that in sports.
In a way, it's almost it's not like to the point you're gonna die, but you're going to war.
Exactly.
At least in football, you're going to war. So you with your team. That's why, like, if you're an offensive lineman, someone touch your quarterback, you right.
You're going,
you want to touch your teammate. So.
That's why football is like the closest thing to war, and a game that's like war. You know what I'm saying? But and you see old football players with their hobbled knees and back and sit down. Football was the best time I've had in my life.
but that's why we've told ourselves, even in this group, remember these times that we in now. Because we going through the Hollywood war, because we going through it together. Yeah. People are out here by themselves. Anybody that always comes and talks to us and they're like, you know, it's hard because I'm over here by myself. I can kind of empathize because I'm like, I get it because I moved out here with my homies. Like, I moved out here with my brothers. Like, we moved out here together to do something. So a lot of people don't move out here with that. We moved out here together to go through this together. And it's a different type of love. I'm closer to y'all than I'll ever be to anybody else. You are. You're right here. Anybody I ever, like, elementary and all that. Like, we had great times together and all that stuff. We spent years in school together. Right. But, like, we didn't go through, you know, clothes deals together, being hungry together, all this stuff. We've been through the war. So I understand what they're saying, but I would also like to be right here because what they're going through is a different thing.
It's funny, a different thing. You're right. We have been through it. Not through our own personal wars and battles and gone together. But like, think of most people. Most people don't have a group. Most people are individuals out here. You know what I mean? And so that's why I think a bomb needs to go off over here.
No, I was just, with you until
I'm,
that
I'm
point.
I'm just saying, like, if we have point, one big,
so one you. Bomb to I'm bring saying, everybody together. Not I'm saying not, kill everybody.
I'm not saying kill all, like, the whole world.
So you Thanos?
A small nuclear war.
No, what? Not small about nuclear.
A small nuclear war.
You seen Infinity War?
We don't appreciate shit right now. Everybody could talk about Takashi and mad at you.
So you want a bomb to bring people together? Like, so you like Thanos?
Nothing else will.
You're trying to create balance in the universe.
Alien
invasion
will
bring us
all
together.
Yeah, maybe alien invasion. But that's the same thing. But aliens
going to drop
a bomb. Pearl Harbor happening.
Yeah.
We went to war there.
That's a whole
nother. You know.
Aliens will bring us together.
Aliens will bring us together.
That'll bring us together.
If they come attack all of humanity, all humans
got
to come.
Unless they tell me that they got some other shit on another planet that could help me, I'd be like, all right, well, aliens, I might ride with you. I mean, you might have something over there.
All right, fine.
Aliens, not bombs. I see where you're going. But real quick, we're going to take a quick break before we get to these fan questions. So we'll be back to you in just a second.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
All right, we're going to get into these fan questions
Patreon
for the week.
Fan questions we'll be getting into. That's the title of these questions. Sierra. You got to say it because everyone asks, where do you submit questions?
Patreon.
Fan questions.
Patreon fan questions.
How are y'all doing, guys? This is from Sierra. Nutrition-wise, what are the type of detox you guys use to clean out your body naturally? Example, like herbal teas, juice, vitamins, smoothies, food.
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't done detoxing so long. I don't even...
Well, don't you juice? Weren't both of y'all juicing at one point? Did a juicing detox?
Best thing, merengue tea,
yeah, tea
does something miracles for me. Whenever I felt like I'm about to get sick, or whenever I felt like, ever since I found, I think Chaz put me on, yeah, one, somebody. But
no, it wasn't me.
Merengue tea is incredible for you on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You can trick a lot of it, but it gives you all your vitamins in it. But also, I take a multivitamin. And then another thing, if you want to flush your system out, and a lot of black people feel like, oh, don't do that, that's how they look at it. And fuck that. Watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon is the most natural laxative you can ever eat.
And then it's full of water.
It's full of water. Yeah. It's healthy. It has a lot of vitamins. But wake up one morning and just, if you could just eat a watermelon, eat a half a watermelon, you will be going to the bathroom and you will feel clean.
But I low-key think that's how we're supposed to eat. Like, we're not supposed to be eating like how we eat a lot. We're supposed to get up, eat fruits and veggies, and like that's how we just, I feel like we're supposed to eat. But
we're supposed to starve a little bit.
It's supposed like just
intermittent fasting.
Yeah, be hungry. Be hungry. Be like people not used to being hungry anymore.
But yeah, oh, also ginger. Ginger's a really good detox. Like any type of ginger inside your smoothie or juice. Yeah,
ginger's great.
My green smoothies every morning.
But yeah, that's all I know.
Booty cleavage. What are three songs from back in the day?
One more thing that Chaz put me on to was what's the Dr. Sabi joint?
CMOS.
Yeah, CMOS is good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one too.
Yeah.
What are three songs from back in the day that anytime it comes on, you have to sing your heart out like your R&B singer from the early 2000s, begging in the rain for his girlfriend to come back? Like you feel it deep in your soul that you just have to sing it when it comes on. He said, mine are Sweet Love by Anita Baker, Before I Let Go by Blackstreet, and Love and War by Tamar Braxton. P.S. I'm a woman. Y'all kept calling me he last podcast. Well, sorry. You had Ray J as your default picture, I just had to go first. But okay, no. Makes sense.
Isn't She Lovely? Stevie Wonder is one.
Yeah, that's a go.
No Diggity, No Doubt. Sure to get down. I guess I sing it every time. And also Don't Leave by Blackstreet. Probably those are the ones I really sing.
I have many. What's coming to my mind right now is Usher, Lovers and Friends. I gotta sing that.
That's solid.
Genuine, So Anxious. I have to sing that. That's on. And R. Kelly, Contagious.
Not mad at
everybody's verse.
Yeah,
even the girl.
Yeah, all right. That's a good one.
I gotta say, probably Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let You Go.
Before I let you go, that part.
Oh, yeah, all that.
Mm-hmm.
How I go?
Okay. Yeah, no, I like what you did. I like your rendition.
Appreciate it. what else? Yeah, just sing to my heart's content.
That you have to sing when you hear. Maybe Usher, the 7 o'clock on the dot. Gotta sing that.
Man, I'm gonna be honest. One got ruined for me. I used to sing Return of the Mac all the time. I love Return of the Mac. But fucking Burger King.
Return of the Mac and Cheetos.
This is when appropriation goes wrong. When companies end up taking it and it just turned. Like, it's cool. It was cool at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they did the commercial, oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
But after you keep repeating it, it just becomes all right, well, the song's trash now because it's just like, you ruined it.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Return of the Mac and Cheetos.
All right. Dijon Fortune. ADT is Dijon Mustard. Again, I want to say how much I relate to Emmanuel. I'm also from the DMV and love crabs. Laugh a lot. But besides that, I'm also a guy that likes to look at things from every angle, even if I don't agree with the side I'm arguing for. Just like Emmanuel, it causes some heated debates with my friends. My question is, what are some unpopular opinions you guys have? Mine is that I don't really like Jay-Z like that. I recognize him as an amazing music artist, but he's just hit or miss for me. Also, Emmanuel, how do you spell your name? Well, the way you spelled it on here is the right way, so.
Yes. Hey, Emmanuel.
A-M-A-N-U-E-L.
Unpopular.
Oh, yeah, he put two M's, my
bad. What have we argued about lately?
He, for him, he's a Redskin. Like.
True that. I mean, fuck it. I mean, you know what it is. I'm still rapping till I die, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Not off the top of my head, I don't know.
I mean, if I say something on here, it's probably going to start some kind of controversy. Well, but go ahead.
I don't like tea or chocolate. That's very, you know, against what most people like. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I mean, most people do like
that. That's not a popular thing. People, every time I tell someone that, they look at me.
Oh, I remember y'all looked at me crazy because I didn't like that movie that y'all really, really like with, not Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Jake Gyllenhaal and...
He talking about Prisoner?
I don't care for that movie.
More than that, you don't like Batman.
I don't like Batman. I don't care for those two. But.
Tyler Afro Lady Thomas. Hey, guys, been a minute. Hope all is well with the whole crew. Just have a quick question. How do you think about someone who's made the decision to stop dating altogether? Every time I state that I'm done dating, people launch into stories of why I should keep trying. So what do you guys think of someone that's done with it? I'm 28 going on 29 and approaching my 30s. I realize I don't want kids or marriage. I know it's in my heart of hearts. I've had 5 years of professional counseling dealing with all the mental and physical struggles, so I understand my pretty myself pretty well so far. When it comes to dating, there would not be much to really date for other than championship. Always been a loner. I honestly prefer it. That semen has every time I try to date someone, it's a dumpster fire disaster. I know friends and family mean well, but it's getting annoying.
I tell you, look at it like this. Like, even if you take a year for yourself and don't date, don't kiss nobody, don't date, don't go out, what's a year to a span of a lifetime? Like, you 20, what you say, 28?
It's 365 days.
What you say, she 28?
Going on 29.
Yeah, like, don't let society put pressure on you. You got to go date. Like,
some people don't get married till 40.
Yeah, do what you want to. Like,
don't have kids till 40.
Like,
so.
All that, you got to, why? You should go out there and try more. Like, yeah, cool. But if you don't want to, don't.
And times have changed, too. That's what the older generation don't factor in a lot of times when they say those things.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about what she said is that if for people that don't want kids and have come to that conclusion,
like,
that you don't want kids, yeah. Like, I just want to. Like, you have an opportunity to live your best life.
You
just
can
go out there and have fun. Have a ball.
Just
know you are the last of your lineage. But at the same time, ride it to the wheels.
Go
traveling, enjoy yourself, date whoever. You know what I'm saying? Be safe.
There's no rule book that says you have to get married. There's no rule book that says you have to have
kids.
That's
the beautiful thing. The problem is always that battle. Like, especially for women, because they got that biological time clock on them, and they got to think about all that. But... you know, if you can come to the conclusion that, yes, I do want to have a family, then okay, you know what you're striving for. You want to get a man, so you need to be on the hunt for that. But if you're just content with being by yourself, and or even if you don't want to get married but still want to have a boyfriend the rest of your life.
Or a life partner or whatever you want to do.
Whatever. Yeah. Cool. That's an awesome decision. Be like, hey, I don't. That's one societal pressure you could take off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to think about that.
Cool.
So, you know, that's cool.
Queen of Hearts, have you ever done something clumsy while walking to your car or out of a building, heard a flock of geese laughing in the distance? There could be no one in sight, but them geese always catch you dropping something or falling. Nah.
I'm going to say...
Yo, who's that? Queen
what?
Of Hearts?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, let's smoke some weed together. You sound like you are high as fuck. And I love it.
That's funny. No.
That ain't never happened. Jesse Jack. Hey, DT fam. Hey, y'all. My ex had a pair of underwear that was so holy, I almost put them bitches up as a dream catcher. That's funny.
That's funny. That is funny.
The question, what was your favorite struggle meal in college? Mine used to be a dollar Chinese buffet by my spot. $3 used to get me chow mein, sweet and sour chicken, and an egg roll. That's crazy.
Your insides was wild.
My stomach was trash.
Oh, yeah.
Full of MSG, but I wasn't hungry. Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
You was eating that shit make you high.
Our struggle meal, it's going to sound funnier than what normal struggle meals. Like I said, I'm not doing ramen noodles. I just know how bad that would be. So I said, my struggle meals, when we went to Walmart, I remember being in college, and this is the first time I ate tilapia, but it was a box of tilapia.
A box.
Like, with what, like 30 pieces of
tilapia? It was like
30 pieces
of tilapia.
For $10. I'll never forget it. So we would get that. I would get some cheap mashed potatoes and then like these 65-cent cans of string beans. Eat that for a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a month. That'll be dinner for a month.
Body full of mercury.
Other than that, my lunch would be the it wasn't even a dollar yet. It was like 50-cent Tostino's pizzas.
That was that shit.
Oh, them shits.
And then they caught on. They started charging a dollar.
You know how mad we was? We were so mad. We were so mad. We said,
like, a dollar?
We went there, it was like a dollar for the fucking pizza?
Oh, crazy.
We've been paying 50 cents for this.
Like, man, give me two of these things. They caught on, man. They knew.
They said, we got to take it up, guys. We got to take it
we
up.
We got
50 more cents.
In Atlanta, Georgia, at the Walmart.
We got right by our door. Right by our door.
And then we used to get the fucking 99-cent Tropicana boxes of juices.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about just sugar on sugar. Eating but it
terrible.
Was delicious.
You were balling if you could grab the Simply.
If you grabbed the Simply, you was doing it
oh,
big.
You were like, I ain't get Simply till last week. All right. Russell Miller, what up, fellas? Enjoy the podcast immensely. Helps the work day pass a little faster. I know on going on debate is about which era of cartoons is better, 90s versus 2000s. I noticed you guys never mentioned One Saturday Morning cartoons, which I couldn't wait to come on as a kid. Which One Saturday Morning cartoon would you guys consider your favorite? For me, it would have been to be between Pepper Ann and Doug, followed by Recess. And are you guys going to put your boss talks on YouTube? Thanks. Peace. Be the journey.
I might have to go Recess, because Recess is fire. But
I remember watching Recess on Saturday morning.
I don't know if it's specific Saturday,
it
but I do. But I do remember Recess, but... I watched a lot of Nickelodeon shit. There's a lot of like them Legends of Hidden Temple, Wild Crazy Kids shit. So I don't know. I can't remember specific days. I don't necessarily have a favorite, but
I'm gonna be honest with you, my favorite show to watch Saturday morning was watching my mom cook breakfast in the kitchen because I knew I was about to eat and I was so excited.
Oh, the Diane Miller show.
Yeah, that Diane Miller show. It was the best Saturday morning show
That's a solid show.
Smelling that breakfast.
That's solid
the
show.
The windows are all open.
Such
light
a sexist
flooded
for
in.
Your mom. Hey, who your mom?
Oh, get in there and fix my breakfast, woman. It's Saturday.
Only reason I love you is because you in the kitchen.
but Doug, I love Doug.
I
definitely watch more Recess than Doug, so I guess I have to go with Recess.
Recess
Saturday mornings for me was all the like Marvel,
like the animation
like,
shit.
Oh yeah, like the X-Men, the animated series.
Yeah.
Spider-Man,
Power
Batman,
Rangers too.
The animated series.
I was on Power Rangers.
Power Rangers were weekdays. Though,
I can't remember. I really don't remember the weekday.
I remember Ninja Turtles was Saturday mornings.
Ninja Turtle.
I think Captain Planet, like all
see,
that.
See, naming these alone, you were shitting on 2000.
I liked all the action shit. Like all the, like, yeah. Where there's some G.I. type of
Joe,
fighting. G.I. Joe, all them things.
I used to watch the X-Men cartoon, yeah. All that stuff.
X-Men, the anime series, one of my favorite ever. Mm.
But the second question, Boss Talk, we probably going to start doing the videos on Patreon.
On Patreon, yeah.
I'm just getting waiting to get this equipment so we can do it.
Yeah.
Kyrie, Sonny, Porter, have you all heard about the return of Boondocks in 2020? Mm-hmm. If so, do you think it'll have the same impact and just as funny as before? Now, I heard about it. I seen the article. I didn't click on it, so I don't know who's behind it.
Yeah, I don't know who's behind it either.
I think
if Aaron
Magruder
is behind
back,
it,
I believe.
Then yes, it will be great. If it's somebody else, then it's like we won't know until
that's
we
one
see
of the
it.
Best black cartoons. Like, that's
I remember cartoon. When it was in the newspaper. I used to go to the newspaper and look at those
good.
Characters and being, oh, this is how cool they look.
That's just good.
So for it to even be here.
And then they just hit
just
stuff
cool.
that hit home. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just hit. It was
you
great.
Know a great black cartoon movie?
What?
Bebe's Kids.
Yes.
That Bebe's is
Robin
Kids.
Harris.
I've watched that so
fire.
Many times.
Bebe's Kids is fire.
That cartoon.
You know, it's not actually Robin Harris. I don't.
Yeah, it is.
I believe it's Fajon Love.
No, he's another character, but the
I could have sworn he dad. Said he took over the voice. People thought it was Robin Harris, but it was actually I gotta look that up.
Yeah.
Let me double check on that.
Anywho, Vanessa, hey guys, what is one simple thing that a woman that you've been involved with has done for you? Something small yet big enough to make your day. One time I couldn't decide what I wanted to eat, typical. It was between jerk chicken or curry goat, and my friend came back with both.
Ooh.
I was hyped, laughing loud. It's little things. What about y'all?
Oh, see, this makes me miss the East Coast, man, and just like some Jamaican food or something. Shit. What'd he say? What's her
just
favorite?
Just like a simple thing that's happened.
What is one simple thing that a woman that you've been involved with has done for you?
Oh, man, my girl now got me a director's chair with my name on it and everything. Mm-hmm. That's something that she took the time out. She knew something that I was really invested mm-hmm. in, something I love to do, and wanted to give me to help inspire me further. So whenever you do something like that, I think you probably gonna get booed up, I guess. I don't know.
I had someone like create a jar full of like memories, things they are proud of, and like just funny quotes, and you pick one out of the jar every day to just kind of make you smile, have a good day. So that was thoughtful. I fuck with that. But
nice.
I mean, for me, I'm very simple to please, honestly. If you just notice the little things, it's doing little things like cooking for me
mm-hmm.
or even thinking about me when you see you come across a gift and you get it for me. Like
yeah.
I recently got a shirt, I recently got a quote.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff I notice. So if you make a playlist for me, any of that stuff.
So that's how I can get closer to you?
Not
close
you.
To your heart?
Not you.
No?
No.
Well, I can't make give you a quote or something. Like
I'm just not into deep voice guys.
I knew I should have got this voice transformed
see,
to something else.
It says Fajon Love as Robin Harris.
It may because he died halfway through.
Oh,
I think.
True.
Maybe that's
he had
true,
to take over. Okay. But I know Robin Harris was involved.
He definitely was involved.
No, he was. Somehow, maybe that's what it was.
I'm so disappointed.
Isaiah Taylor, have you ever cheated on your barber?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes you just have to.
Absolutely.
It's not because you want to, because you don't want to.
And
but sometimes if your barber's
we
out
did
of
a whole
town
skit on this.
Yeah.
Or not available
yeah.
and you need a haircut, you got
to
do what
I've
you got
to
do.
I've walked past the barber that I cheated on and went to another guy, and it is what it is.
That's like, disrespectful.
I just had
no,
to do it.
No, that's different. That's not cheating. That's noticing that he wasn't doing a good job.
He wasn't doing a good job.
That's not
and,
cheating.
Okay. And that's
cheating
my thing.
Is the one you're loyal to.
He wasn't giving me the proper care that I need in the relationship.
Yeah,
he wasn't giving me. So
that's not
you think I'm going to stay around in an abusive relationship like that? No, I have to go to somebody else who's going to treat my hair better.
Right. And it probably wasn't even quite a relationship yet.
Yeah, you know what? It was new. We were in the dating phase. I was like, you know what? This isn't working for me.
It was a hairline between love and hate.
Yeah, it was a hairline between love and hate. And the thing
podcast
is...
Podcast title, hairline between love and hate.
Here's the thing. I was a little in the wrong because I should have sat him down as a man and be like, look, bro, like, this ain't really this ain't really working for me. I found somebody who understands my fades.
You know why that hurts a barber, though? Yeah, I can understand, because imagine if I'm cutting hair, I see you walk in, I'm like, oh, that's 25 right there.
Yeah, that's 25.
And then I'm cutting, and then I see you go somewhere else. I'm like, you taking money out of my pocket. You taking food out of my mouth.
But that's the initial problem. Like, don't look at me as no money. We're establishing a relationship. Don't look at me as just 25.
I feel you, but it's hard not
to. But I'm not just a number.
Until you get to that point.
I'm just another notch under his belt.
Until I get to know you, you know. Some people treat it like an Uber. Some people don't want to talk to the Uber driver. Some people don't want to get close to the
barber. I didn't get into the relationship to not talk. I want to talk about stuff.
Well, some people are like that. I'm saying some people.
I'm just,
not everyone want to talk to their
barber. I'm getting emotional thinking about it because, you know, I miss them sometimes.
Some people want to get in the chair and go to sleep. My dad go to sleep in the chair.
See, that's disrespectful.
I don't think so. I think you should be as comfortable as you want to be.
You should.
I mean, what's the equivalent of going to a spa, right? Like, or something like that?
Yeah,
or,
you taking care of my head.
Like, I don't want to talk to you all the time. I want to relax.
That's fair.
I want to hear y'all talk. That's the beautiful thing about a barbershop. Like, they have great conversations.
Not every client going to talk.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to relax and
get
this.
So, yes, we've cheated before, but we're not cheaters.
Yeah. Obviously,
we got a couple more questions. We almost done here.
Undecided Podcast, Wagwan Dormtainment. How about them Cowboys? I think they're the best team in NFC. Probably going to one of the top two seeds.
I believe we're some of the top, but I don't know if we're the top yet.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Just to lose in the divisional round and be the disappointment they always are. That was great. That was solid. That was solid. That's funny.
But here's the thing. You got to get there. You got the chance to win it.
You got
to
get there. By the way, I'm a Giants fan. I know they suck, but I've seen my team win twice in my 15 years of being a fan.
And it was because God was on the side with the lucky plays.
Daniel Jones, looking kind of...
Some dude in my barbershop said they haven't won in 25 years. They serving a life sentence. No question this week, but I love y'all, except Cam, 18 weeks out of the year. Let's go, Danny Dimes.
Well, we already took care of y'all, so that's all I got to say.
Rod Childs Jr. Hey, DT. Have been watching you guys since my freshman year of college. I recently graduated in June, and I am now 2 months into my first job. The bag won't chase itself. Ha ha. Anyways, my question for you guys is, has there ever been a time where you have been genuinely mad at one another? If so, how did you guys deal with it? I feel like when being in a group for a long time, this type of stuff is bound to happen. Thanks for everything you do, guys. Keep it up. Yeah, Cam was genuinely mad at me the other day when he heard the Ballers intro come on. And he said he was genuinely mad. And he talked about it.
The TV show Ballers.
Mm-hmm. He heard the intro come on. And he didn't come to me and just talk to me about it. He brought it up in the group, and he was upset about it. And I said, it's okay, Cam. Like, you know. And I explained what happened. And he was like, okay. But, you know, he also explained to me why he was upset. And you talk through things.
Tell him the reason.
What? Because I've been suggesting great shows to him that I feel, you know, it's subjective, that I feel are great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear... He never watches it for the most part, and then I hear the Ballers intro come on. It struck a nerve.
Yeah, it made him upset.
It was quiet. It was very quiet. Yeah. It was the night, and then I just hear dun dun. I'm like, you better not.
And here's the funny part about that. I literally told him that I was about to go to sleep, and I was on YouTube, and I seen something pop on the sidebar, and I was like, oh, I forgot about this show. And I clicked it, and that's as soon as he heard it, I clicked it. And it was the funniest thing, because he came in there and said it. But then I watched Top Boy, so I think I made up for it, so it's fine.
I feel like The Rock just produces that whole show.
Yeah.
Pays out of pocket.
Yeah, he pays out of pocket.
Just to show his kids.
Here you go, guys. This is what I do.
Right there.
But yeah, no, honestly, we communicate. It's not...
We're guys. Mostly guys don't usually hold grudges for the most part. Yeah. We can get over an argument. We can argue and go out for lunch within the hour. Like, yeah. It's nothing that crazy.
Smiley Brown. Listening to last week's podcast as I typed this and the draw situation came up. So up until recently, I'd just been freeballing for at least the last 3 years or so, and it felt great. I started freeballing based solely on being comfortable. I just couldn't find anything comfortable that didn't ride up my thighs or give me a wedgie. But recently I decided to give Ethica and Stance underwear a shot and fell in love with how comfortable they are. But only downfall is the price of them. Mm-hmm. What is too much to spend on underwear?
you can never spend too much on comfort. That's the way I look at it. Whatever is a comfort to you, do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it improves your life,
yeah,
it's going to improve every other aspect.
And you've been free balling for the last 3 years. Your chafe situation is terrible. You're not telling me you ain't chafed up in these streets, because that's a long time to just be out here with no draws.
You shouldn't be spending $50 on one pair of draws. I just don't think so.
Why not?
I mean, it just doesn't seem like...
It don't seem economically right.
$50 worth it, though? Well, I mean, if it had a little fan in there to keep it cool, like a technology to keep your parts cool during the day.
I don't want
to.
You're a millionaire. You spend
$50. That's why I didn't want to say fan, but technology that's guaranteed to keep it cool.
You a thousand.
They have those boxes for like $10 to $20, maybe.
No, but it's the, you know what?
The microfiber technology.
I'm gonna be honest with
you. Cool.
I used to be the guy. I remember we had a trainer that told us a long time ago. He said, y'all gonna start paying for comfort. So we started talking about t-shirt, how Kanye had that $100 t-shirt. And we was like, I'm not paying $100 for no t-shirt, all this stuff. So jeans, I used to, like, you know, $20, $30, whatever I can get for jeans. Until one day he introduced us to a brand of jeans, and I was like, you know, and the jeans were about $150, and I was like, oh, I'm not paying this for the jeans. But we had came across a little show money one time. I said, you know what, I'm gonna treat myself, I'm gonna get these jeans. I understood exactly everything he was talking about.
You gotta pay for quality.
It was to this day the best pair of jeans I had. They still in my closet because that was the only pair I bought, because I ain't had chance by you know what I'm saying, but they were,
I mean,
great,
it's true,
jeans.
Of course, quality lasts longer, but you can't. There's a certain cap for things,
and you feel like underwear.
That, that's not something topical that people see. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you know your girl, whatever.
Yeah,
but
underwear
is underwear, and I don't know how much
comfort.
Just tell me straight up, this underwear will last you forever. If you just tell me that this underwear will last you forever,
that's not good for their business. Because they need to buy more.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always going to buy new underwear. So I don't think
they make it just good enough that it breaks.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this next question because it's my man Ace.
Ace is back.
Hey, what's up, Ace? I'm glad you came back.
Wait. How many more we have after Ace?
Two.
Do those first. We'll end on Ace. All right,
Ace, you deserve it, Ace. All right. So Katrina Marson. Hey, y'all. Hope y'all been having a great start of the week. I know y'all have touched upon cryptocurrency before. Can't recall the tools recommended. Any suggested reading material or apps? I feel like it's Cam's department.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the cryptocurrency. Coinbase is where you
can. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said
no. Coinbase is where you can buy your crypto, and Binance is where I trade my crypto. And if you want to learn about it, YouTube is your best friend. Mm-hmm. Altcoin Daily is one person I watch. It's a couple more I watch. When I get home, I'll put it under your question so you can see. But yeah, that, and I check it on. I got a bunch of apps on my phone.
I tell you what, the crypto came in handy at a time and that I needed it, even though
I
didn't want to.
It's coming handy right now. I hate that I had to touch it, but
it definitely came
in handy. In a moment. Coin Live is where I check it out. Binance is where I trade. Coinbase. Start on Coinbase. That's the easiest way for you to get into crypto and buy crypto and everything. So,
That's one of those things I'm
lost on.
It just feels like a lot of people know about it, but when they explain it to me or when I watch a video, I'm just still, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't
get it. And
I can't invest
in something
I don't
understand. Yeah. Gary J. Jr. All right, I couldn't think of a question, so I'm going to give y'all another would you rather. Would you rather every time you shit, you have to go to the store and buy tissue in order to wipe, or every time you have sex, you have to walk past your family naked to get your clothes back? All right, so every time you shit, you have to go to the store.
Let me just walk by naked. It's going to be easier.
I'm
about to come out.
Yeah,
turn
I'm, about
your
to,
head.
Yeah, I'm about to walk by naked.
Because you're essentially saying I have to go to the store with shit in my butt.
Yeah,
that's very uncomfortable, especially for the guy who don't wear drawers. So all his clothes are going to be ruined.
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
I just got to do the second one.
And every shit isn't treated equally. Yeah. They're all different.
And
so
my family, if you're talking about my immediate family, they see me naked already.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Growing up as a child, and then the time I streaked at 25 or whatever.
We humans, we all got these parts. We've seen them before. You got to do what you got to do.
Okay, last question.
Big Ace. All right, so Ace. Hey, DT, it's Ace again, LOL. Thanks for the little shout-out last podcast, and I appreciate the advice and jokes about the situation because it did help me feel better and laugh and realize that I was basically stressed out for no reason, really. I'm just too young to be stressed over one girl, and honestly, it seems like I dodged a bullet in this case because of how toxic my ex is now. But now that I have a lot of free time to myself, I've started going to the gym more and focusing more on my health.
There you go.
He sound like Stella. He got his groove back.
Oh, yeah.
Start focusing on my health, and I feel a lot better now than I did these past 4 years. So thanks again for the advice and jokes. It really helped. Hey, you welcome.
Shout out, Ace.
By the way, I got a tough question. Oh, no, Ace! No. Would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit and the most important person in your life is free, but they committed the crime? Or be free, but the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime you committed? Would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit, mm-hmm. and the most important person in your life is free, but they committed the crime?
Mm-hmm.
Or be free, but the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime you committed?
I can't have anyone go to jail for what I did.
Yeah,
so I'd rather be on death row because I'm going to look at it from this standpoint. That most important person is my child, and what they did, they had to do for, say they killed someone to protect their mother, and they came to the house and I took the rap so they could live a happy life.
But what
life.
If they didn't?
No, he said they did. That's the whole hypothetical.
No. What if it wasn't for a reason of protection? What if you just wind up killing somebody?
Nah, then I'm gonna let you know you made this mistake. You gotta suffer the consequences.
I would go with the other one because it's not one. It's not. It's two different scenarios, and you have picked.
Be
one
free,
of the two.
But the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime you committed.
I can't have no one on.
Yeah,
death row
I can't
for
have nobody. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to take
the first one.
The
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I can't have no one doing time for
me. I tell you, me and Cam talked about this one day. I was like, we thinking about these, like, you know, these people who do these mass shooting, all this stuff. It's like their parents. Like, if my son is on trial or daughter or whatever for something crazy they did, it's like I let them know, like, you did this. You have to, like, it's nothing I can do for you. I love you, but it's just, I can't suffer
the consequences.
Yeah, you got
to. Unless it's like something like he really had a mental issue and blacked out, I can. Talk on his behalf saying, you know, he really has mental issues, but I can't stop them from taking you to jail.
Yeah,
you did that, like, you know.
But Ace, I'm glad you came back, man. We was worried for a second. We thought we scared you off, you know. So thank you, Ace, for coming back. And again, guys, remember Boss Talk Patreon, go check that out. Remember Manscaped code DORM, capital D, capital O, capital R, capital
M.
Get that, fellas. Feel good about yourself. And
Ladies,
get it for your fellas. And thank you guys for tuning in to another episode.
Room Noise. Coming down to the last two episodes.
We just put out one with What's Good. Shout out What's Good about Star Wars, Lando. That was great.
That was a fun song.
Two
more episodes of the season.
We're going to
do another season and come back fresher and better and all that. But we got two more episodes of the season.
And thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.